Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year, with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame Alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. In today's episode, we are going to learn how the Twin Flame journey is the absolute gate to success in not just your getting to know yourself, your spirituality, your relating with others, and most importantly, the Twin Flame, but in every aspect of life. So how can that be? How can something that seemingly has to do with love and relationships be the key to success in other areas? You know, say like, financial or business. You know, I just want to say that if you are newly embarking on your journey, or you just haven't really found the proper teacher or coach or someone to help you along your journey, and you're just stuck in, you know, that beginning part of it. Believe me, I was there. I was 6 months on the floor and nothing. I mean, I would never believe someone if they told me what I'm saying in this video, that this is actually such a blessing and this holds the key to success in every area of your life, but it totally does. So I get it if you're very skeptical about this right now, and you know, you just don't even want to hear this because you can't even fathom this. And I get that. I've been there. But it is so true. Why is that? Because, you know, first of all, there's a couple reasons. First of all, the soul. It is run by the soul. The whole journey is about aligning closer to your soul, which is your true self, and of course your twin flame, but getting to know yourself on the soul level, getting to know your true self. Your soul is your truth. Your soul is your true self. And so really, you know, the definition of success, what you might think you want or desire in life, what you might think is your definition of success, and that's always been your definition of success, it may very well change as you move along this journey, you know, because this journey opens you up to so many things of your truth, including your true soul's purpose. And your purpose, very often, more times than not, like mine did, may not, probably might not align with whatever it is that you currently do as your profession or your job now.
right? Or that you think you want to do, or that you're studying to. For example, I started a lawyer, and you know, that's totally different than this. And I just totally took everything and flipped that all around when I discovered my purpose through this journey. And I have students, I hear from them all the time, who are, you know, in fabulous careers. I mean, that they've spent, you know, years in studying, going to grad school and things, and, you know, getting these professional credentials and have great thriving businesses. And then all of a sudden, you know what, they do this journey, they're getting balanced, and they realize, oh my gosh, that's not their purpose. Something else comes in that just, you know, completely knocks them off that course and puts them straight on the course where, you know, even if they thought that that was fulfilling before this journey, and they thought that was what they wanted to do, their new course just, you know, it just flows. And so what I'm trying to get at here really is that, and not just with, you know, whatever you choose to do as your career, or your job, or anything like that, but also in terms of what you think you may want, what you think your true desires are, might most likely change, at least, you know, some of them. They won't all be the same as they are now. Why? Because the come from where you've come from since, you know, you started this lifetime and all your previous lifetimes, and me too, and everyone else, is, you know, from the place of fear. It's from, you know, what people like to describe as ego, and it's in your mind. And so what you think in your mind and what you've been almost like conditioned and through fear-based energy and the fear-based energy around you your whole life in this world to think is important, to think that is what you want, very often is not aligned with what your true soul's desires are. And that's very common with this journey as well. And, you know, there might be some resistance you might be feeling to that. That is your fear-based energy. And I'm not saying like everyone's changes everything. You don't want any of the same things that you wanted before. I mean, I'm not saying everything that you want now is, you know, not aligned with truth, or, you know, is all fear-based. You know, if you want, you know, world peace, then, you know, that's perfect. That's great. It's different than that. It changes, you know, just really, you could even desire and want the same things, but just your come from about it, your intention for it is different. It's very hard to explain, but as you continue this journey and you shift closer into alignment with your soul and you really get to know yourself and understand what you want, it's like what you truly desire just comes to you. And it might be different than what you desired when you started this journey. But you realize, wow, I'm so amazed and happy and grateful that I have this. That this happened out this way instead of the way that I would have planned it out before this journey, if that makes sense. And I'm talking about in every aspect of your life, not just with the journey. You can't plan, is what I'm saying. You can't plan what your desires are, what you want. And what you think you want, you will know if that's truly what your true soul's desire is as you move along this journey, because you won't have to go get it. You won't have to go do something. When you are in alignment with your true self and your soul magnetizes in all your true desires to you without you really having to do anything. You don't have to plan in your mind how to get it. You don't have to, you know, really go out and do anything. And when you do things, when you do take actions, they don't feel like, you know, they're actions. They don't feel like they're work. It's just, and you don't even have to think about how to do it. It's just like the answer comes to you. It really is amazing and miraculous, and I see it all the time with my students, and I mean, I am living proof of exactly why and how that happens. So that's really the first reason why and how this journey is the key to your success and everything, because as you align closer to your true self and your true desires, they automatically start showing up in your world. And even though they may be different than what in your mind you thought was what you truly desired, they are your true desires because your soul is your truth and your true desires. And you'll know that they are your true desires because they'll feel just right and perfect. And you sometimes won't even, in certain cases, won't even believe that you even could consider wanting what you thought you wanted. They just come to you. You don't have to go out and get them. You don't have to work hard for them. You don't have to plan and plot and schedule and do all this other stuff to get them. You don't have to work hard for them. They just come to you. So that's the first reason. Now, the second reason is because of the actual lesson of this journey. The lesson of this journey is like the golden lesson, and my own secret for success is in everything. And so the number one lesson of this journey, obviously, well, the point of this journey is to love yourself, right? But when you love someone, what does that entail for you? What is that definition of that for you? Well, one of the first things that might come to mind is when you love someone, you know, you trust them. And so really the main lesson that you're doing in this journey to love yourself is you're learning to trust yourself. You're trusting and believing in yourself. And by self, I mean your true self. I mean your soul. So, you know, this might sound like, oh yeah, believing in myself. So I'm going to have confidence. I can do this, right? But that's not what I mean. Confidence is great. I'm not saying, you know, you should have any kind of self-esteem issues or anything like that. But confidence is more like, oh yeah, I can do this. I can go out and do this. Notice the do in there, right? Well, remember, like I said in previously, this isn't about doing. You don't have to do anything. So it's not really a confidence. It's just a belief that you can stop doing something and let go. And then your true self brings in everything that you want and you really desire. And so that is trusting and believing in yourself, is actually trusting yourself to do it, which is your soul, and not you having to plan and do and think about everything here in the physical world. You trust that your soul is orchestrating everything, and it will all come to you physically in divine perfect timing. And this is true regarding your twin flame. This is true regarding, you know, your true desires physically. Like if you want, you know, things you want in life in terms of truly, you know, how you want to live, your purpose. And then when those things start coming in and you start following, because they're going to come in and they're going to come in signs. I mean, it's just going to, the path is just going to open up for you. And you're going to say, this is just appearing in my life. Or this is all of a sudden everywhere. Why am I getting seen this everywhere, right? Maybe I should do this. And then so you take a leap of faith and you do it. You don't really do it, like, you know, but it's coming to you. So you're like, oh, I'll sign up for this. Or I will, you know, think about this or accept this. And just, you know, you just see the signs. It's very hard to explain, but they just kind of like, they kind of guide you along the way because they come in. And you know, when they start coming in like droves, and it's the same thing over and over again, that's your soul telling you, hey, you know, consider this. And so you consider something there, and then all of a sudden new things come in, and that's your next step to take, right? But you don't really have to go looking for it. It's like it comes to you. And it does, you feel it, you resonate with it, it feels right. And so that's really the number one lesson of this journey, is to trust and believe in yourself. And by self, of course, I mean soul. And you let go of the trying to do everything and make shit happen and, you know, analyzing everything in your head. And that letting go of that is trusting and believing in your soul to take care of everything and bring it in right to you. So if you'd like to learn about this, actually, I collaborated with 21 other inspiring people around the world about our secrets to success. And it's the number one international bestseller. It's called Yes, I Can. It's right here. And I'm, you go, guys, go buy it. You can get it in paperback or you can get it in instant downloadable ebook form. You don't need a Kindle for it. It's not on Amazon. I put the links in below this video. In this book, I mean, if you're interested at all, it just details specifically in detail, I detail about how my own twin flame journey actually did lead me to my success. And it takes you into quite some detail about how that happened and the progression for me with this and how I was able to trust and believe in myself. And one more thing about trust and belief, you know, most people, you know, most beliefs, they come from our mind. Right? We think, oh, you know, yeah, even if it's subconscious, you know, it's in the mind, you know, they're ingrained in us. Or we think, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds right. I'll believe that, right? Or I'll trust that. But that's not how you trust and believe in yourself. Remember, this has to take place on the soul level. And so it doesn't come with just, you know, tell yourself, okay, I'm believing myself today. I'm going to trust and believe in myself. And then that's going to get you there. No. You will get there in your mind after you shift closer into alignment with your soul, after you start to resonate with who you truly are. It's a resonance. It happens on the soul level. And then eventually that filters into your mind. And then in your mind, you do trust, you know that you trust and believe in yourself. But that the mind part can't come first. You can't talk yourself into this like you can other things, right? This has to be first shift closer into alignment with your true self, with your soul. Then and that level of resonance you get from that, then that filters into you. And then you just know. You know in your mind and you know just in your being that you can trust and believe in yourself. That your soul is running the show. And your soul is perfect. And it doesn't fuck up. And it will bring you everything you truly desire because it's the only thing that knows what you actually truly desire. and it will bring it in, and it's going to be better than what you could have even come up with in your mind or head about what you want. And it's all going to come in divine perfect timing. So thanks for watching, guys. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Twin Flame Truth TV. We are going to be off next week, but we will return in 2 weeks from today. Thanks so much for watching. Have a great week. Have a great 2 weeks. And lots of love.